From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is polling supporters as she considers whether to vote for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, a decision critical to her re-election campaign. McCaskill emailed supporters today asking them to fill out a survey on the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. The questionnaire doesn't ask whether McCaskill should vote to confirm Kavanaugh. It asks participants which issues considered by the Supreme Court are most important to them. She risks alienating Trump supporters she hopes to win over by voting against Kavanaugh, but she could upset her Democratic base if she supports him. A release sent by McCaskill's office yesterday noted that she voted in support of more than two-thirds of Trump's judicial nominations, although she has voted along party lines for Supreme Court picks since she took office. The oldest railroad bridge over the Mississippi River is going to be rebuilt despite the loss of a federal grant that would have helped to fund it. The Terminal Railroad Association of St. Louis announced today that it's moving forward with a $172 million contract to rebuild the Merchants Bridge, which opened in 1890. The bridge faced the potential of being shut down if not rebuilt in the near future because the federal government denied a grant covering one-third of the costs. Further delays could have resulted in higher steel prices. Bridge officials have agreed to finance the four-year project through Bank of America Merrill Lynch and will recoup costs through fee charged to its users. The Columbia, Missourian reports family income levels for free or discounted lunches have increased slightly to keep up with inflation. A Columbia Public Schools news release states that the income level for lunches has increased by about $1,000 to $46,435 annually. Federal income eligibility levels change each year due to inflation adjustments. Meal prices in Columbia Public Schools will stay the same, however, according to Lena Fulham, the District Director of Nutrition Services. She says that the district is in a good spot financially and decided not to raise meal prices for this year. Families can apply for free and reduced lunches year-round at school offices, and the district will have an online application available July 15th. The Columbia, Missourian reports Columbia residents and business owners encouraged the city to add more accessible recycling downtown during a public meeting last night. Most of the meeting was spent discussing the alley that runs through the middle of the area, boxed in by Broadway, Cherry, 8th, and 9th Streets. Six dumpsters are located there. Solid Utility Waste Manager Steve Hunt offered a few potential options for the alley, including removing dumpsters, adding a compactor, and spreading containers throughout the alley. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News.